La Voz de la Memoria in English. News, information, interviews and discussions about Spain's historical memory movement, with reports on what's happening at La Casa de la Memoria La Sauceda in Jimena de la Frontera.
Hello and welcome to La Voz de la Memoria's News and Information in English. I'm Debbie Ead. On Sunday, the 20th of June, a book called Testimonios was presented in Jimena. It contains interviews by local people who are hoping their relatives, who were victims of Franco, will be among those recovered from the exhumations of mass graves at the old cemetery. The book's author, Juan León Moriche, gave a moving address, saying he was well aware this had been the first time that most of them had ever spoken outside their family circles of what had happened to their relatives. The book also contains information from Jesús Román Román, who is leading the exhumation works. Cádiz City Hall has removed a plaque from a building in which the poet José María Pemán was born. The building currently houses the council's social services department. The plaque showed a female figure holding an instrument on the right-hand side and the profile of Pemán on the left. The inscription referred to the poet as a distinguished representative of the Hispanic race. The Councillor for Democratic Memory, Martín Vila, explains that Pemán actively supported the military coup and Francoism, and the plaque therefore contravenes Spain's historical memory law. In Valencia, two people have been fined €4,000 each for carrying Francoist flags during a march organised by España 2000 in October last year. This is believed to be the first time in Spain that anyone has been fined for glorifying fascism, which is a very serious offence under Valencian democratic memory law. It can incur fines ranging from €2,001 to €10,000. In Murcia, the regional government says it's going to court to contest the Civil Aviation Authority's decision not to allow the international airport at Corvera to be named after the aviator and inventor Juan de la Cierva. He was an aeronautical engineer who invented the autogyro, an aircraft in which lift is provided by a freely rotating rotor and which served as the forerunner of the helicopter. A spokesman said this had been a unilateral and subjective decision and evidence of the sectarianism with which Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez treats the Murcia region. And he insisted that de la Cierva's contribution to the aviation industry should be treated separately from his association with fascism. De la Cierva, a controversial figure, has been described as a collaborator of Franco, and it has been said that without him it's possible that there would have been no Spanish Civil War. Approval has just been granted for the remains of 62 people to be exhumed from the Valley of the Fallen and identified, following a request from their surviving relatives. About 39,000 people were buried there in total, many of them removed without the permission or even the knowledge of their families, from mass graves all over Spain. Franco claimed the monument was an expression of reconciliation, but in fact it was built with forced labour. His body was also buried there, but it was removed by the Spanish government in 2019. And finally, a heartening story from the UK, where a father and his six-year-old son have gleaned graffiti off a memorial to volunteers who fought in the international brigades. Vandals defaced the commemorative stone in Duchess Park in Motherwell, North Lanarkshire, with fascist symbols and insulting slogans. Steve McGowan said he'd scrubbed the graffiti off to teach his son right from wrong. And that's all for now. More news and information to come soon.
That brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to the podcasts of La Voz de la Memoria in English.